going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and Ayo wrapping up the final hour of the show. 844-326-3663 is the number. We have a bit of an upset. We have been doing the Rob Brown Show Ultimate Flag Football roster so far. Lonzo and I suggested Jaden Daniels and Baker Mayfield, my two picks at quarterback. Lonzo suggested Kyler Murray and Shedeur Sanders for the team. Keeping in mind that you can only have one player per NFL team on the roster. You guys selected Jaden Daniels and Kyler Murray as the two quarterbacks you would send. Assuming this is, by the way, compulsory service. Because some guys, like Patrick Mahomes, have opted out of playing flag football. Patrick Mahomes said he's going to leave it to the younger guys to go out there and represent Team USA. We went with running backs next. My suggestions, Bijan Robinson, Christian McCaffrey, Bijan Robinson, James Cook, Lonzo's suggestion, Christian McCaffrey, I can do this, and Saquon Barkley. We have a bit of an upset here as you selected one of our running backs as the Rob Brown Show audience and therefore the general managers of this squad. You also went rogue on us for the other pick. The two running backs selected to represent Team USA, according to the Rob Brown Show, are Christian McCaffrey of the San Francisco 49ers and Jahmyr Gibbs of the Detroit Lions getting a pick here. I don't have an issue with that other than I do have a Detroit player on my potential wide receiver list, and that would knock him out of that running if that's what we go with. But we'll see how we feel about the wide receivers coming up in the next segment of the show. Want to talk a little Braves ball here for just a second. Because I was watching the Braves last night, and I noticed something that I think is one of two things. It is either wildly problematic for the Atlanta Braves, A, or B, it is an indication that the Braves have decided that this year is a throwaway year already. They are 10 games back in the NL East. They have the third worst record in the National League, and it's not getting better. Now, earlier in the week, and we got a text from Dewey, said, can you explain why they rehired Freddy Gonzalez? Also on the subject of Strider, he's going to end up being another Mike Soroka. Dewey, I appreciate that text. Good to have you back on the show, buddy. Let me respond to those two things, because I do think they are part of the discussion. The reason that they hired Freddy is because Freddy, even though his time as the manager of the Atlanta Braves did not go well, Freddie was known as being a player's guy. Freddie was a dude that the boys in the dugout liked. And even though the manager term went poorly for Freddie Gonzalez, the locker room hype for Freddie Gonzalez was really, really good. The players seemed to like him. Now, keep in mind, there was a lot going on with Atlanta during Freddy Gonzalez's term. I think there were some extraordinary circumstances that he was asked to be a manager through that I think very few managers could have had happening for their team and still succeeded with. But the Braves right now, over the past couple of years, have built a, I would be willing to say, reputation as a vibes team. A team that is just a fun team. A team that's easy to root for. But what the Braves did not either recognize or prepare for over the past couple of years is that vibes teams, when you suck, are really hard to root for. Because it is hard for me, as a fan who, yes, maybe my fault, but I was not the only one, had expectations of the team this year. Not necessarily that they would win the World Series, but at least that they would be competitive. When you have expectations, and you don't just fail to meet those expectations, but you fail spectacularly to meet those expectations, then it is hard to watch the boys dancing around in the dugout and be like, yay, I'm having a good time. When the Braves are World Series contenders, yeah, I think it's great when they're all storming the field with panda bear plushies and fake pirate swords. That's fun. It's not as much fun when you entered the year with expectations and here we are in June and you are now a worse team than the Washington Nationals, which is a real thing. The Braves are now fourth in the NL East behind the Nationals. That's not good. So I think the reason that Atlanta decided to bring back Freddie was multifold. Number one, Brian Snicker's done at the end of this year. The popular thought amongst the Braves fans is that this is Snit's send-off year, that he is going to retire at the end of this year. I'm gonna work right now on the assumption that that is true, because the other assumption right now, or at least the other discussion right now, is what if Snit doesn't retire? What if he says, I don't want to go out a loser. I'm coming back for one more. Then the hope would be, thanks for all you did, Snit, but at the end of the day, we can't do another year like that. Because the Braves have other problems that they have to deal with. I learned this yesterday. There was a recent change in the federal tax code that the highest five employees, highly paid employees, of any publicly owned entity, their salaries cannot be tax deducted, right? Which means that the five highest Braves salary on an annual basis cannot be tax deducted. They are taxable, which, according to the two sources that I found this one from yesterday, will cost the Braves an additional $19 million per year in federal taxes. While that should not be a thing, I think Braves fans are also coming around to a recognition of something that I said when the ownership structure changed for Atlanta, that the Braves no longer have an ownership that is interested in producing a great baseball team. The Braves have an ownership that is interested in one thing and one thing alone, raising the bottom line. Anytime that you have a publicly traded company as the ownership group of a team, they end up with a publicly traded company ownership model, which is, how do we raise the bottom dollar? How do we raise the value of our stock for our public holders? And for a lot of teams, that model is, let's get as much money as we can out of our fans, and then let's just sit back and coast on ever-increasing television rights distribution opportunities. And keep in mind, Major League Baseball just ended its affiliation with ESPN. Why did they do that? Because Major League Baseball figured out what other leagues and organizations have been figuring out in sports the last couple of years. Streaming companies will pay a lot of money to be able to pick and choose some of your product, not all of it. NASCAR sold five races to Amazon Prime. Now, Amazon did that as an experiment, I think. Is NASCAR a viable streaming sport? And the answer is somebody who is now glimpsed in on one race, and then watched Nashville this past weekend. The answer is yes, because streaming allows you to do things that cable networks can't, right? For instance, NASCAR does a 1+ hour long pre-race show. That is something that doesn't happen on NBC or Fox. And they also do a post-game show where after the race, they have Carl Edwards and Dale Jr. and some other network guys, and they bring drivers up and they do interviews. And it's actually a really good post-race show. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. on his pod the other day said, because it is on a streaming service, it's very flexible. He said, look, if we do a post-race show and we get done after 30 minutes and we goes, that's it, guys. We talked about everything that we can possibly talk about. They shut it down. He said, and if we do a post-race show and we're 90 minutes deep and we've still got more stuff to get to, they say, great, keep going. Right? People are still watching. Keep going. MLB has found that out. So they are breaking up their product into different things. Amazon's going to have some games. I would not be shocked if Netflix ends up with some games. Sunday Night Baseball is going away. Somebody's going to own the Sunday Night Baseball product. And don't be shocked if one of the streaming services ends up with maybe a Saturday Night Baseball streaming platform where every Saturday the best national game on television is going to be stream exclusive to one company. So all of that increases the incoming team share, revenue share for Major League Baseball, which means the teams get more money, which means the team value goes up, which means the shareholder stake of a team goes up. So I think that, much like I believe the same thing is happening to right now, say, WWE, with some of the decisions they've been making lately, when you are owned by a company who does not care about the on-the-field or in-the-ring product, they only care about the bottom dollar, you're not going to get the best on-the-field product. Because having the best on-the-field product, whether you like it or not, does cost money. Maybe not in any one individual year, but over the years expanded, it's going to cost money. It's going to take bottom dollar dollars out and put there somewhere. So I think the Braves right now are content to coast because their shareholder value is still good. And number two, I believe because Brian Snicker is gone at the end of the year, whether he retires or whether Alex Anthopoulos and goes, hey, man, you're done. But we'll let you say you're retired to save face. He is done. And what you're not going to do right now, as you had to make some coaching move. And Snit wasn't the guy you could move on. So you had to do something. So Tui Asisopo took the fall, the previous third base coach. He took the fall. He was a sacrificial lamb. He got demoted down to the minor leagues as a infield coordinator, and they had to find somebody. But as it is regularly common knowledge that Brian Snicker is done at the end of the year, much like in football coaching, you're not going to find a guy who's willing to leave a team where he's got a good place to come to your team to be a third base coach who knows he's out of a job at the end of the year. Because when Snick goes and the new guy is hired, the new guy's bringing in his own staff. And that includes base coaches. So the new guy is going to bring in a new guy at third base, which means the guy is out. Well, Freddy Gonzalez wasn't doing anything. He wasn't in the game. He is still, because the Braves didn't necessarily separate it with him on bad terms. They just said, we're not good enough. You got to go. And he's buddy with Snicker, who's been in the Braves organization for like 1,000 years now. He said, I'm going to come back. I'm willing to come back because I don't have aspirations of moving on to bigger and better at the end of the year. I'll come serve 1 year, get paid good money to do it. And it allows you to not just have a shakeup on the coaching staff, which is something that fans have been clamoring for. So now you get to say you did a fan thing, but you do it with a guy that is known for having the players like him. And I can't imagine that dugout, 5 games below .500 and behind the Nationals right now, is a positive place, is a place of happiness and joy. Freddie brings a little bit of that. So Dewey, that is my suspicion. Now, when the Braves were stinking back in April, you guys said, Rob Brown, it's April, relax. When the Braves were stinking in May, you guys said, Rob Brown, you are a fear merchant. It is only May. Give the boys some time. We're now in June. Team still stinks. 5 below .500, again below the Nationals. And I think I found out a big part of the problem last night. When the Braves were stinking it up in April, and you guys said it's only April, you guys kept saying, Rob, just wait. Ronald Acuna Jr. is going to come back. Spencer Strider is going to come back. And when you get your NL MVP caliber player, when you get your ace back, you will see this team start to come together. Not only have they not, they've actually gotten worse. And I have two reasons for that. As far as Ronnie goes, Ronnie's hitting the hell out of the baseball. But he's not stealing bags, and he's not being given the opportunity to try to earn extra bags by out-sprinting an outfielder and challenging the arm. I think a lot of that has to do with, let's not push the guy who just got back from his second knee surgery. Let's give him some time. Let's let him warm up. Let's get that knee used to playing full-speed Major League Baseball, and then we'll figure it out later, which is a holdback on the offense. Because hits that used to be doubles for Ronnie are singles now. Hits that used to be triples are doubles. And so guys are still having to press a little bit. But then there's Spencer Strider, the ace. One of the guys, the guy that y'all kept telling me when he comes back, we're fine. And I said, well, hold your horses here. Because he's coming back from Tommy John. Very few guys come back from Tommy John surgery and are the same guy. And Spencer Strider's that guy. Before Spencer Strider's Tommy John surgery, Spencer Strider's four-seam fastball was about a 98-mile-an-hour average and had rise on the end of it. Now, rise is kind of a misnomer in the baseball term because what we consider rise is actually not fall, right? Usually, here's the thing, fun physics lesson. If you fire a bullet out of a gun and you drop a bullet from your hand at the same height, those two bullets will hit the ground at the same time because horizontal speed is irrelevant to the impact of gravity, which is real and the world's round. So if you fire a gun out of a bullet or fire a bullet out of a gun next to your hand and you hold a bullet, if you shoot that gun and you drop the bullet at the same time, the two bullets will hit the ground, assuming they're identical bullets with identical mass, will hit the ground at the same time. The impact of gravity is unaffected by horizontal speed. However, when a guy throws a fastball, the faster it is, the more impact that the laces winding through the air have. That is how curveballs and sliders and breaking ball work, right? When you throw a curveball, the ball break at the end is because of a variance of wind resistance because of the stitches on the baseball and how fast they whip through the air because of the spin rate of the baseball. So guys that have a higher spin rate on their curveball are going to get more curve. Guys that have a higher spin rate on their slider are going to get more slide. The reason a knuckleball knuckles is because when you release the knuckleball, you release it with no spin. The ball isn't spinning in any direction. So as it travels through the air, the wind blowing over the laces of the ball cause it to move with that kind of weird left, right, up, down motion that a knuckleball is famous for. It's also why it's very tough to throw a knuckleball, because if the ball has any spin on it at all, it will not knuckle at that point. So Spencer Strider throwing 98 miles an hour on his four-seam fastball was able to get more air moving over the laces. And therefore, with that back-end rotation, Bernoulli's principle would force that ball to not drop because it was actually creating lift, right? It's not that gravity doesn't work. It's that the only way to counter gravity is with another force called lift. This is how airplanes work. When you fly, the direction of the wing, more air blows over the bottom of the wing faster than the top. Therefore, it pushes up on the wing. There's your lift. 100%, but I'm also right. You'll get used to it. So when Spencer was throwing 98, 99 consistently, he created more lift on the fastball. That fastball did not suffer the impact of gravity towards the end of the pitch as much as other guys, which means that that ball didn't have that fall off at the end like most fastballs do, right? And so guys would swing over the top of it. The problem is since Tommy John, I was watching last night, the last two outings from Spencer Strider, his four-seamer sitting about 94, 95 miles an hour right now. What's that mean? It means that ball's falling off at the end more than it did. It also means that guys aren't swinging over the ball like they used to. They're now swinging at the ball, which is why Spencer Strider gave up three home runs last night. If Spencer Strider doesn't figure out one of two things, either A, how do I get that 3 miles an hour back, which, let's keep it a buck, may not be possible, he's going to get shellacked. Or if Spencer Strider doesn't get better about his placement and learn it's more about command than velo now, he's going to be in trouble. So why not send Spencer down and give him the opportunity to work on one of those two things? The answer is twofold. Either A, the Braves don't believe they have anybody they can call up and get even production that matches injured Spencer Strider, or B, the Braves have punted on this year. This is a throwaway year, and they are now allowing Spencer Strider to use actual MLB competition to work on his stuff. Either way, not good for the Braves. Cool. Wide receivers on our Ultimate Flag Football team when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We are building the ultimate flag football roster of NFL players here on the Rob Brown Show today. Lonzo and I have been suggesting players for positions, and then we are leaving it up to you to vote on who you believe should get in. Here are the players that have been selected so far. At quarterback, I suggested Jaden Daniels of Washington, Baker Mayfield at Arizona. Baker Mayfield of Tampa Bay. Lonzo suggested Kyler Murray of Arizona and Shedeur Sanders from Cleveland. You guys were given the opportunity to vote on that. You selected Jaden Daniels of Washington and Kyler Murray of Arizona. Lonzo and I both get one player on the board. At running back, I selected Bijan Robinson of Atlanta and James Cook from Buffalo. Lonzo selected Run CMC, Christian McCaffrey of San Francisco, and Saquon Barkley from Philadelphia. You guys selected Christian McCaffrey of San Francisco and Jahmyr Gibbs of Detroit. So Lonzo gets one. I get none at the running back spot. Now let's go to the wide receivers. Now this one's going to be a lot more fun, a lot more interesting, a lot more debate, a lot more discussion because you get six wide receivers. Now, the reason why is we are going two for every starter on the field of a flag football squad, which is a quarterback, a running back, and three wide receivers, which means two quarterbacks on the roster, two running backs, and six wide receivers.
We're only picking five, though, because we already picked one unanimously.
We did. Both of us said that almost by default, Travis Hunter of Jacksonville's got to be on this squad because one of the things that has to happen is you got to have some two-way players because you only get limited roster spots. To have two-way players allows you to free up a roster spot. So we both said that Travis Hunter's got to be on this squad. There's no other guys that I trust. That being said, are there any wide receivers you think could play defensive back? Are there any defensive backs you think could play wide receiver? Now, don't worry about the defensive backs yet because on Friday's edition of the show, we are going to pick the Rob Brown Show Ultimate Flag Football Team defense. We are going to pick linebackers and defensive backs. We will do five of each, or we may do six DBs and four linebackers. We'll see how it plays out. But we're going to do DBs and linebackers on Friday's show. I got to figure out what those rules are going to look like, keeping in mind that you only get one player per team, and that does include both ways. And then sometime in the near future, we will take a look at the multiple players, the we got 20 players selected. And of them, we will build our roster of 10 NFL players to send to represent Team USA in the 2026 Summer Olympic Games that aren't a real thing. Lonzo, here's the wide receiver crew that I put together. We both agreed that Travis Hunter's got to be on this team, two-way player. Here are the rest of my wide receiver group. First, I want a physical freak. I want a guy I can send over the middle. I want a guy that's a red zone threat. I want a, this dude can go up in a crowd of three and muscle his way to the football. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Pittsburgh Steelers, give me DK Metcalf. I think he, that absolute prototype of a human being that he is, has to be on this team. Number two, I want a speedster on the outside. I want a nine route ace. I want a guy that if we find out Team France's starting cornerback is an accountant that hasn't played ball since he was an intramural flag football star in college 15 years ago, you know, me, I want a guy I can put on the outside and know every play's just a nine route. As much as I want to keep him off the team because of the issues he sustained off the field, I also want a gold medal. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins. Just gotta be. Best nine route receiver. Maybe not the fastest anymore, but the best pure nine route receiver.
Have you seen him getting burnt by girls' flag football teams? I guess you haven't seen those videos.
I have not, actually.
Yeah, you might wanna check that out.
So maybe he doesn't make the roster because we're looking at two-way guys. We'll see. But for now, on paper, because we're just doing the paper roster right now, I gotta go Tyreek Hill. From Cincinnati, give me Ja'Marr Chase. I think he might be the best finesse receiver that we can put in this spot. This is the guy that I go, you're my precision route runner. You're my guy that I throw out there, and I need this route because everything I want the defense to do hinges on you running this route. Ja'Marr Chase is that guy. And wrapping it up, I mean, I think you got to go the best wide receiver in the NFL. Give me A.J. Brown from the Philadelphia Eagles. A.J. Brown, listen, I think Jalen Hurts is a very good quarterback. I think he's a very consistent quarterback. I don't think he is a great passer of the football. I think he's a pretty good passer of the football. A.J. Brown is the reason why for that. And if that's the case, I got to put him on the squad to help out whoever is the QB. So my wide receiver list goes A.J. Brown from Philly, Justin Jefferson for, that's my other one, Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson. Dude might be the most gifted wide receiver in the game. So I will take the best in the game, A.J. Brown, the most gifted in the game, Justin Jefferson, the most technically sound in Ja'Marr Chase, the fastest, Tyreek Hill, or at least the best nine-route runner, Tyreek Hill, and the freak of nature, DK Metcalf, and then Travis Hunter rounds out spot number six because that's a guaranteed two-way player, great one.
Okay, let us do my five. We already know who my sixth is. So, excuse me. My first one is from the Los Angeles Chargers, Ladd McConkey.
Okay.
And I'm going for a certain size, and all my guys had over 1,000 yards receiving. So my second receiver is Puka Nacua. Okay, he didn't have 1,000. He had 990, but he also had some injuries. My third is Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Going with the hometown boy.
My fourth is Terry McLaurin.
Scary Terry. I like it.
And my fifth is Garrett Wilson.
I want you to know.
You might notice a trend of the last three.
I may notice a trend.
Because first of all, I got Ladd McConkey and Puka Nacua, certain size, right there with Christian McCaffrey, interchangeable, those three guys. And then I went with wide receiver U, which is the Ohio State University.
All right, so Ladd McConkey, Puka Nacua, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Scary Terry McLaurin. Who were the last two again?
Garrett Wilson.
Okay.
I thought I already picked five.
Oh, and Travis Hunter. That's right. Because we got Travis Hunter as the default. Okay. All right. So Ladd McConkey, here's the thing. Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry was on my list, but I'm going Jaden Daniels. That's my Washington guy. All right. As much as I'd love to partner up, you only get one. I went with my Washington guy. So I'm going with Terry McLaurin. Now, here's what I'm gonna say. As we started with quarterback, I think we've got to, just for the sake of putting the Rob Brown Show team together. Jaden Daniels has been selected by the Rob Brown Show Armada to represent our QB spot.
So you're saying
pick somebody else outside of Scary Terry. He cannot go because we've already got Jaden Daniels going. You cannot pick a wide receiver from Washington, Arizona, San Francisco, or Detroit.
Okay. I guess I go with Jamar Chase then.
Jamar Chase is now a consensus pick for Rob Brown and the great Alonzo. So as of right now, we have a member of the Commanders in Jaden Daniels and the Cardinals in Kyler Murray. We have a member of the 49ers in Christian McCaffrey and the Lions in Jahmyr Gibbs. Cannot select a player from those teams. Everybody else is on the board. I have gone A.J. Brown from Philadelphia, Justin Jefferson from Minnesota, Jamar Chase from Cincinnati, Tyreek Hill from Miami, and DK Metcalf from Pittsburgh, as well as Travis Hunter from Jacksonville. Lonzo is going Ladd McConkey from Los Angeles. Almost did it again. Puka Nacua from the Rams, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Jamar Chase, Garrett Wilson, and Travis Hunter as his six as well. Texter says Jeremiah Smith, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Emeka Egbuka, Travis Hunter, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. Buckeye Mike is just homering it up big time today, I respect.
See, here's the problem with doing it this way. If you're picking a current college player like Jeremiah Smith, you don't know what NFL team they're going to be on.
Here's the thing. If they're not on an NFL team yet, there's no restrictions anywhere else.
Yeah, but they will be then.
That is also true. But we're doing it for the fictional and fantasy 2026 Summer Olympics.
All right. So college teams, you could pick like four or five guys from a college team. All right.
You could pick the entire offense of your horse chestnuts if you wanted to. Just go, I'm sending Ohio State. And honestly, I kind of don't hate that idea to keep it a buck.
Don't have a proven quarterback yet, so I don't know about
that. Fair
enough. But the receiving core, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you could say I'm going to send Lenora Sellers with the Buckeyes wide receiver crew. You could say I'm sending Cade Klubnik with Texas's wide receivers and put together a pretty damn good squad. Which, by the way, I'm willing to let you guys suggest. I never said no college players on this. If you want to go with the pre-dream team Olympic-style roster of college guys, you're welcome to. I'm here for it. So, your picks. Mason checks in, said Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Malik Nabers, Nico Collins, Marvin Harrison Jr. on the bench. We've got a couple of Malik Nabers pick,
can't
too.
Use Marvin Harrison Jr., though.
That is also true. Yeah. Here is the thing. With your wide receivers, you cannot pick wide receivers that belong to the Commanders, the Cardinals, the Niners, or the Lions, as we have already rounded out. Now, if we're keeping it a buck, though, we probably should have done quarterbacks, then wide receivers, then running backs, right? Like, we probably should have done it where we eliminated teams with the wide receivers before the running backs, but you save your most compelling stuff for last.
It wouldn't have changed my mind unless I wanted to go with George Kittle.
I agree.
Yes.
And there's no chance. I've thought about this all the way through the show because I brought it up in hour number one. There's frankly zero chance that I'm going with a true tight end. There's no reason to go with a true tight end on this roster. There's just not. There's no reason to go with a true tight end. I don't think it adds anything for you. I don't think it gives you anything. I think you basically end up in a spot where you are eating up a roster spot for somebody in that position that just isn't going to do a lot of good for you. Right, I'd rather have a running back in my blocking spot there that I can also have release and be a yak daddy pass catcher out of the backfield. All right, your thoughts are welcome. 844-326-3663, 844-FANFONE. When we come back, I am not going to spend any more time trying to sell you on watching the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. If you're not in, it is 177,000% your problem, not mine. But for those of you that have checked in, for those of you that have listened, and for those of you that are going to make the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs a mandatory viewing experience, let's do a cup breakdown of the finals coming up next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. We played you some audio from the Carolina Panthers blueprint video earlier, and then some audio from Ian Rapoport joining Pat McAfee on his show yesterday. The audio in question was from the night of the draft. It came out on the Panthers YouTube page on Monday night from their blueprint video series, which they've done the last couple of years. And the last couple of years, it's kind of been a bit of a frustrating experience because you see it and you're like, I don't really feel like this is who this team really is, right? Like, I feel like this is just, and again, everything that a team's social media puts out, by and large, is team propaganda. It's made to either make their fans go, hell yeah, I love my team, or get under the skin of opposing fans, or in many cases, to try to win over neutral fans, right? To win over fans. And there are a lot of teams that, because of their social media game, I have a soft spot for. I really do. By the way, did you see... Did you see what the Falcons did over the weekend? It's my favorite dumb internet thing. The Falcons put up a picture that said OTA's underway, like we're excited to get going. And the two players that they put up, Lonzo, and I know that they know they bleeped up because they deleted it like an hour later. The two players that they put up are wearing jerseys number 28 and 3.
They did it on purpose. They did it. They did it on purpose. They absolutely did. I saw that. I'm like, okay, you're just making fun of yourself, I guess.
Yes, as we all know, it's a wonderful strategy to publicly own yourself with the biggest public own of your franchise's history.
As you and I both know, self-deprecation is disarming, it for sure.
I don't disagree. I mean, listen, the Falcons were the talk of the internet for about 18 hours because of that picture. Whether they did it on purpose or not, freaking hilarious. All right. If they self-clowned, even better for me as a Saints fan. If they unintentionally did it, still great for me as a Saints fan, even better as like generic NFL fan. So everything a team's social media arm puts out is propaganda, is designed to make you feel a certain way about the team, whether you already like the team, already hate the team, or are apathetic towards the team. But over the past couple of years, I don't even think that the blueprint, as the Panthers put out on their YouTube page, was frankly very good because it did, in my ever so humble subjective opinion, kind of feel forced, right? Kind of felt like they were trying to convince you that the team definitely was something that anybody with eyeballs and a TV set knew definitely were not. Episode 1 of the blueprint dropped on Monday. And it felt to me like, sincerely, the most realistic look at this team we've had in a very long time. One of the clips that they played was from draft night. In fact, we got a minute here, so I'm actually going to play you that clip one more time. You're going to hear a couple of voices in this clip. You were going to hear right out of the gate the voice of Dave Canales, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Then you are going to hear the VP of football operations, Brant Tillis, and you're going to hear him in two capacities. One, in an interview capacity where he is actually sitting down with the crew that is making the blueprint. And two, you are going to hear him working the phone on draft night because, context for the clip, apparently Dan Morgan had conversations with the LA Rams before the draft started, where he had worked out, they thought, a deal with the Rams that if they go on the clock at number 9 and Arizona wide receiver Teteroa McMillan is still available, the Rams were going to put together an offer that the Cats could not refuse to move way up, move the Cats way back, but that likely meant give them a dragon's hoard worth of capital to work with moving forward. Well, on draft night, wouldn't you know it, pick number 8 comes on the clock, and Teteroa McMillan is available. So you're going to hear Brant Tillis talking about the vibes going into that pick. You're going to hear him working with the Rams, who, again, context for the clip, clearly were trying to walk back their offer at that point. And then you're going to hear the overall vibes in the room after it happened.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, there was a deal worked out between Dan Morgan and the Rams. The Rams called and tried to diminish their offer just a little bit in the heat of the moment. And here's what I like. The Cats didn't bite. They said, okay, well, you're not going to give us what we want. We're going to take the guy. We think he is the right guy. You being willing to trade up to that spot tells us that he's the guy. The Cowboys wanted him. That tells us he's the guy. Rappaport said on McAfee's show yesterday, he said, the fact that the Rams ever even considered a trade-up package of the size that they reportedly initially offered kind of sold Carolina that, okay, we may actually have a dude here, because if nothing else, McVay and the Rams think he's a dude. And remember, they got a decent wide receiver staff already, even with the departure of Cooper Kupp. They got Devontae Adams that came over. They got Puka Nacua there. Like, that's a good staff, and they still thought this guy was going to be good enough to make it. We got a dog. So they said, look, give us the deal that we had, or we're out. And the Rams said, yeah, we're not going to do that. So they said, cool, we're going to go get our guy. Now, that's great. But the part about this clip that I really loved the most is the fact that Dave Tepper's in this clip. And you will notice that in a clip there about the heat of the moment, the negotiations in that moment, all the way up to the moment that the Panthers decided to write Teteroa McMillan's name down on the index card and turn it into the NFL staff, not a word was said from David Tepper. Which means one of two things. Either A, Tep went in and said, either get this or get Tet, or David Tepper had no input at all. David Tepper did not suggest, influence, or make a demand. David Tepper sat back and let the football dudes make the football decisions. Now, I hope that that is the case, because that is something I have blamed as being the problem for this team for a while now. And if that is truly what happened here, that Tepper said, I'm not the football guy, you guys are, I'm going to let you all do the football things, then that tells me that maybe Tepper has recognized that that's been a problem, and he's getting the hell out of the way. You also, as Lonzo pointed out earlier in the show, you also do not see Nicole Tepper hanging around, which there's been plenty of stories about that as well. So I liked all of that. I thought all of that was spectacular. I liked that Tep got out of the way. I liked that the football dudes made their mark, said this is our line in the sand. They didn't want to cross it, and they backed out. There's one more thing that I really liked, and it's the fact that the Panthers did not just put out this video, but they actually gave what felt to me like what might be the most genuine behind-the-scenes access that we have seen in some time. McAfee made the point on his show when they were talking about this that the reason that Hard Knocks went away is not because the NFL and teams didn't want it. It's because the fans stopped caring, because in those first few years of Hard Knocks, it was one of the most genuine TV shows out there. We were watching guys get called into the GM's office to lose their jobs. And while that's, frankly, a little bit disturbing on some level, at the same time, we as fans probably got the most genuine look of what life in and around the NFL looks like, and then they started shifting it away. And I've said it a couple times. I know that some of you don't care. The fact that the Giants said, we'll do it, but no cussing, was like, all right, we know how football fields work. That ain't how it works. There's a reason we don't have mics on the field, hot mics on the field, right? So Hard Knocks get away from that. I respect the Carolina Panthers for saying, we're going to give you the most genuine red-blooded look at what a three-minute pressure cooker of a draft night selection looks like, because I got to tell you, I'm as compelled as I've been to follow this team since I moved here.
All right, you turn around and 4 hours are gone by. Time to find out what is X, and Rob's going to let us know why these people, things, persons, whatever, are Xing. The first one is Mike Malone.
Michael Malone is Xing. It's Michael Malone, by the way. Get it right or he will correct you.
Sorry, Michael.
Michael Malone is Xing because Michael Malone is being floated as a potential replacement possibility for the terminated Tom Thibodeau with the New York Knicks. The Knicks have got to get this hire right. They got a good young core. They went as far as they've been in 50 years to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. But if they want to stay there, they got to have the right guy with the clipboard moving forward. Michael Malone's been 2-1 in NBA Final. Michael Malone did a lot with the Nuggets. It was shocking he got canned by that team. So there's a lot of Knicks fans, pardon me, talking about him potentially being the replacement for Tom Thibodeau. And I got to tell you, I don't hate it.
Yeah, they have a history of making bad decisions. I'm sure they'll continue. All right, the next thing that's Xing is Popeyes.
I don't know why it's Xing. All I'm going to say is the best fast food chicken sandwich in the game. That's all there is to it. Best. Now, is it because of the lady with her baby?
No, it's actually there is a social media war between Popeyes and McDonald's over new snack wraps.
MACD's, let me tell you, you were an institutional part of my childhood. You are still, I'm a big Filet-O-Fish guy. You were still a regular pop-up in the Rob Brown Show. However, if there breaks out a war between the Popeyes people and the McDonald's people, I will brandish the spear and claim the mountain on behalf of the best fast food chicken place in the game, Popeyes.
Well, it's not about whether one is better or the other. It's about their social media posts. And we know that the winner, hands down, is whoever handles Wendy's account. Because they would put them both in the dirt.
Wendy's social media account is savage.
All right. The next in its Xing is the artist formerly known as Mariah May.
Mariah May Xing, or I guess whatever. Did she have a name change?
They haven't said what her name
okay.
is yet.
Yeah. Mariah May, former AEW superstar, made her debut on NXT last night. We do not know what her new ring name, if there is a ring name, new ring name is going to be. I am going to say, however, she's a pretty lady.
She is. And it's, you know, a lot of people complaining about, you know, Stephanie Fakir moving up, Julia moving up. And what does NXT do?
They just another hot blonde.
They just find somebody else that's big time to replace with. All right. The next thing is Xing is Michigan.
Michigan?
Not for a good thing.
Ooh. Well, then I don't know.
You don't know. I mean, this is real world stuff where some Chinese.
Oh, I did see that. I didn't know it was in Michigan. So
they were smuggling them to take them to Michigan University to actually research them there.
Yeah. So a few Chinese nationals have been arrested for smuggling samples of biological viruses into the States. They claim to take them to a university laboratory to study them. And there's a lot of political background into this one. The current administration has made it no secret that they are going to walk back funding of certain medical research around America, and they're going to claim that is because of that depleted funding for research that they have to do this in order to study what could be the source of the new pandemic. Of course, the other side is, why are Chinese nationals bringing biological viruses, which could be turned into biological weapons, into this country without proper approval?
Here's the thing. If you look at what they actually brought in and what it could do to our food, look at that. It's disturbing. All right, and finally, the last thing that's Xing, positive note, Keith David is Xing.
I got nothing for Keith David.
All right, Keith David is 69 years old. By the way, Keith David was in The Thing. He was in They Live. He's a big-time video game voiceover, including Mass Effect, Halo 2, Call of Duty. He's the voice of Spawn. He's been... As a fellow nerd, I thought you would know who he is. He's a guy whose voice, if you hear it in something, you would know who he was.
Fair enough. You know, there's an old Irish proverb, may you live in interesting times. Guys, I'm tired of the interesting times. Can we live in boring times for a little while? Can we just live in boring times for like 10 minutes? I would appreciate it. Hey, that's it for our show. Have a great rest of your day. If you didn't like the show, it sounds like a you problem. Come back tomorrow. Maybe you'll like it more. Have a great rest of your day. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. See you back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.